prediction. Millions of people will settle down on Sunday evening in front of the telly and switch on Downton Abbey. It was a massive success last time around, and you wouldn't bet against it doing the same this time. It's about class in it, or class, depending on how posh you are. We love it, don't we? Always have done. Remember how big upstairs downstairs was, and why not? Well, there are plenty of reasons why we should not still be obsessed with class in this way, according to that classless writer, A.N. Wilson. He's on the line, so is Professor Alison Wright, author of Mrs. Wolfe and the Servants. Not just a bit of harmless fun, A.N. Wilson?
Well, of course it is harmless fun, and I'm not going to suggest that people sitting down on the sofas need to be engaging with gritty Marxist realism on a Sunday evening. Nevertheless, Julian Fellowes, who has been made a peer of the realm by this government, so he's part of the legislature, has claimed that this drama Downton Abbey, which is sheer fantasy and is a sanitised version of the past, is A, realistic, and B, that we ought to go back to the old days. He's said all that. And we all know that during the years before and after the First World War, life was miserable for most people, and we did need a reordering of society. And I don't want to be too serious about it, but the idea that Downton Abbey represents this country's finest hour is bollocks, basically.
I'm not sure we allow that word on the...
I'm so sorry.
Even from a class... Anyway, you said it, so there we are.
To apologise.
No, on the contrary, we get a strength of your feeling about it. Yeah. That's the important thing. You don't agree with that, Alison Light?
Well, actually, no, I do agree with quite a lot of it, but I think it's not the whole story. And I mean, I think one of the reasons for the fantastic popularity of that series, and I don't want to obsess about that, is that there's a huge national interest in Servants. I mean, it's still not really talked about to the extent that it might be. It's a vast part of both of our folk memory, but also of our national history. And, you know, the people watching these programmes, they're not fools. Their mothers, their aunties, their grannies will have been in service or will have had servants in situations completely different, as A.N. Wilson says, from what they're seeing on the telly. So they know, you know, they know that the aristocracy was mean and vindictive and didn't put in hot water because they had servants to carry
the
water.
Well, I mean, they didn't even have sanitation, many of them, did they? They had appalling lives.
But, you know, it's not the point. This is fiction. It's as preposterous. It's a romance, just in the way that, you know, the programme on your channel at the same time, Spooks, is a romance. Nobody believes that the security services are run by six people under the age of 30.
Isn't that the point, Andrew, that it is fiction when all said and done?
Yes, it is, and I'm not being too po-faced about it. Of course I'm not. But I think, for example, a programme which depicted the real lives of servants would be a very interesting one, as well as being actually very entertaining. I think Alison's absolutely right. People are obsessed by the thought that their great-granny or their granny might have been in service. It's worth emphasising how dirty and how smelly life was for almost everybody before about 1950.
Well, indeed. But you make another you make another point as well, and that snobbery. Because you make the point that snobbery isn't just... We tend to laugh at it, don't we?
We do, at least some of us. We tend to think that it's behind it is romance, and I don't think that's the case, actually, because I think behind a lot of snobbery there's real malice.
Yes.
There's greed and malice. There's the idea that because you're a certain person with a title or a certain amount of money, you're entitled not only to hold on to that, but hold on to it at the expense of the great majority of other people.
And you agree with that as well, Alison Light?
Not entirely, no. I mean, just very quickly sticking to Downton Abbey, I think that it's a very liberal fantasy. You know, if it is nostalgia, it's obviously for a time that didn't exist. It's very paternalistic and benign and generous, and nobody is nasty to anyone. So it's very much of the present moment, actually. It's not a depiction of the Edwardian years. I just want to say one thing, which is that I'm not in a sort of moral panic about these programmes. I'm much more alarmed and exercised about what's happening to serious history programmes on the television, you know, where the whole heritage interest in objects, in costume has kind of taken over the show, and historians are under pressure to get in carriages and wear bonnets and career around the country. But seriously, we really need more history programmes that have serious debate, argument, and do the things that historians
are
good at.
You don't want to go back to them standing in front of a blackboard with it, do you?
Frankly, I'd prefer some of those kinds of programmes to some of the things we've got. We want all sorts. We want all of it.
Quick thought from you on that, Andrew.
No, I think that's absolutely true. I'd love to go back to the blackboard and a boring lecture.
Well, you wouldn't be allowed to use the language you just...
But I do apologise for my abuse of the language.
Apology accepted. Thank you both very much indeed, A.M. Wilson and Professor Alison Light.
Do you remember A.J.